This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we are going to talk a little bit about one of the kind of fundamental legal concepts, which is the idea about who's in charge when it comes to decision making. So as always, the information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer, and your specific circumstances may be different. But we would like to hear from you. So if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on our Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. So that's Taranaki Community Law on both of those things. If you'd like to make an appointment with us, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878. So let's talk a little bit about who's in charge. So sometimes when we think about the law, we tend to think about it as a thing that's happening kind of out there, or, you know, about specific situations rather than something that is affecting us every day, all the time. In fact, various parts of the law are affecting us all the time in our everyday life. And one of the key ways in which the law affects us is in relation to decision making. So anytime we make a decision, we are making a decision legally. And that legal decision making is one of the fundamentals of how law interacts with our everyday lives. And there are two kind of main ways in which we make decisions. So one is decision making for people who are under 18, and the other is decision making for people who are over 18. So if you are under 18, then who's in charge, who makes legal decisions, is a little bit different than who makes those legal decisions if you are over 18. And basically, this is the kind of situation in which a parent, generally a parent, is making decisions on behalf of a child. So it is really important to know who's in charge in these situations, who gets to make decisions, and what those legal rights are. Really important to note that legal decision making can also change as people get older, so even if they're under 18, and it also depends a little bit on what kinds of legal decisions that child or young person is making. So it's not quite as straightforward as simply saying, hey, while you are under 18, somebody else is in charge, and once you're over 18, then you are making decisions yourself. So it is a slightly more complex kind of question than you might have thought. The starting point is that when somebody is born, they have at least one parent listed on their birth certificate. That's the mother. Mothers are always guardians of a child. And then often there is a father or another parent also listed on that birth certificate. So those people who are listed, who are named on the birth certificate, are what are called guardians of the child. So usually the parents, very occasionally in some circumstances, you might end up with another person who is named as a guardian. Sometimes that's an additional guardian. Sometimes that's instead of one of those other ones. Being a guardian of a child means that you have the legal right to make decisions on behalf of that child. So that's what guardianship is about. Now, this is different than day-to-day care. Okay, so day-to-day care is the person who's looking after the child. Guardianship is about making the legal decisions on behalf of that child. So it's a different thing. As I said, mother's always a guardian, father's usually also a guardian as well. If both parents are in a relationship together, then you are making those decisions, those legal decisions on behalf of your child together. If you are separated, then you still retain those guardianship rights. So that ability to make legal decisions on behalf of your child does not go away if you are not in a relationship or if the child is no longer in your care. So even in situations where the child is not in your care, you still have the ability to make decisions about your child. That doesn't mean you get to make decisions by yourself. Both guardians, if there's two of you, need to agree to any decision that you make on behalf of the child. And while the child is very young, this is pretty straightforward. You're the one making the decisions. It's pretty obvious that you are in charge, that you are the legal decision maker. However, things get a little bit different as the child becomes older. So the older somebody gets, the more of that legal decision making they can take on themselves, even while they're under 18. So this, by the time they're kind of teenagers, you're starting to get situations in which the young person can legally make their own decisions about their own life. So you kind of hit a bit of a grey area, anywhere from kind of 11 or 12 onwards, definitely from 16. And then once they turn 18, they make decisions about their own life. Hoki mai anō ki te Law Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM. And today we are talking about who's in charge of legal decision making. So legal decision making happens all the time and it applies to a whole bunch of different situations. And there are different rules if you are under 18 than if you are over 18. So some of the things that legal decision making, you know, involves includes where somebody lives, including, you know, changing towns, moving countries, that kind of thing. That's a legal decision that you are making. It includes schooling decisions, so which school a child attends, that's a legal decision. Medical stuff, particularly as people get older, becomes a pretty substantial source of where legal decision-making pops up, both for people under and over 18. Things like religion, cultural practices, those kinds of things are legal decisions that you are making. So there's quite a lot of decision-making that happens in everyday life that you are doing that is actually about legal decision-making. So it does cover off quite a lot of our everyday kind of living. So when a child is young, it's pretty straightforward. It's usually pretty clear who is in charge of that decision, who is making it. It's generally the one, at least one or sometimes all of the guardians. But once the child becomes a teenager in particular, although it's not a hard and fast rule around age, they can start to make a bunch of decisions for themselves. And there are a couple of different pieces of law that recognise this. So one of the things that, one of the pieces of law that this kind of applies to is the Privacy Act. So the Privacy Act, you can get information about your child as if you were the child, so you can ask for that information, it's a legal decision, but only up until they're 16. Once they're 16, the expectation is that they can do this themselves and that they can keep their health information, for example, private even from you as their parent or guardian. So then they can make those legal decisions. What this means is that if your child goes to a doctor's appointment, for example, and they are over 16, then that doctor does not have any obligations to tell you what was discussed at that appointment. Your child can make those decisions for themselves in terms of whether or not to share information with you. Another kind of slight difference is in relation to day-to-day care. So any family court order that you have, so if you've had to go to the family court in order to sort out where the child should live, these also end at 16. So once your child is 16, they can then legally make a decision about where they live that is that does not require any kind of court intervention. And this is true generally. So even if there isn't a court order, so it's not that situation, if your child is 16 and they want to leave home, then generally speaking they can. They may be returned if they are living somewhere really unsafe, but provided that's not the case, so if they've just decided to move out, want to move in with their friends, and it's a reasonable, you know, reasonably safe environment, I mean, they're 16, who knows, then that would also be fine. You can ask the police to go and check on them between the ages of 16 and 18, but they won't bring them home unless they're in an unsafe environment. So there are a couple of things where you as a young person can make those decisions for yourself. And the other one, which is not based on a specific piece of legislation and it's not got a specific age limit, is what's called GILLIC competency. So GILLIC competency is around medical decisions. So the privacy stuff applies for people who are 16 and over, and that's about access to your information. So if your child is under 16, you as an adult, as their parent or guardian, can request access to their health information on their behalf, as if it was you. So you can ask as if it was you, your information. Once they are 16, then you can no longer do that. And any health provider is not required to give that information to you. Now, there are some situations where they might, and that's totally fine, but they don't have to. So that's about access to the information. GILLIC competency, which is also about medical decision making, is about the ability to make the decision itself. And this one doesn't have a hard and fast age on it. This is a kind of fact-specific question that a health practitioner needs to ask about whether the person that they are dealing with understands the decision that they're being asked to make. And they can do it even if they're quite young. So, for example, a 12 or 13-year-old, when there were the COVID vaccines, the Ministry of Health put out some advice saying that 12 or 13, you know, 12-year-olds could make this decision. And that's an example of GILLIC competency. And I have talked about this a couple of times in the show previously. So if you understand the decision that you're making and you understand the consequences of the decision that you're making, then you can give what's called informed consent. And you can do that even if you're sort of 12 or so, depending on what it is that you are consenting to. So obviously if it's major life-changing surgery, it is less likely that you would fully understand that as a 12-year-old. Okay, so it's not a hard and fast rule. But certainly, as your young person is getting older, the closer they get to 18, the more likely that they are going to be making those legal decisions for themselves. Okay, so the more likely that when they come into contact with other agencies, with medical stuff in particular, but not just that, schooling, those kinds of things, the older they get, the more likely they are to be making those decisions themselves, even if they are under 18 at the time. So it does get a bit blurry as your young people become kind of teenagers, and particularly from 16 onwards. And this is not necessarily a bad thing, because it's an opportunity for parents or guardians to kind of taper off their decision-making on behalf of their child, right? Where they can kind of take that step back and give your child or young person the opportunity to make some decisions yourself about their own lives. And so that's quite a good way to kind of pull back a little bit as they are approaching 18. Hoki mai anō ki te Law Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM. And today we are talking about decision making, or who's in charge when it comes to making decisions. This is one of the ways in which the law interacts with our everyday lives, in a pretty kind of fundamental way. So we are making decisions legally all the time. And the ability to make our own decisions from a legal perspective is actually incredibly important. So we've talked about under 18 and how that works. Once somebody is over 18, The starting point for everybody, for me, for all of you listening, for everybody else, is that we can make our own decisions about our own lives. So the idea is that everybody who is over 18 has what's called capacity to make their own decisions legally. So that's how that works. There is not an exception for people who maybe have disabilities. So the law doesn't go, okay, well, once you're over 18, everybody can make their own decisions except for this group of people, or unless you have some kind of diagnosis or whatever the situation. It's not how it works. The law basically goes, once you're 18, the idea is that we all have the capacity to make our own decisions, and that's all there is to it. We don't need to know any more about that. And this can be challenging, right? This can be challenging for parents as a person turns 18 and they make decisions that are not so great. It can also be challenging as our own parents get older and we see them making decisions that are not so great. And we maybe think, well, maybe this person doesn't have the ability to make their own legal decisions. So a quote from a judge which was deciding a case in this area, which I think is a really important way to kind of frame things and a really important kind of thing to remember, is that a person who has capacity is not prevented from the right that we all have to make bad decisions in our personal lives. It is the ability to make decisions or to communicate decisions that is at issue, not the correctness or appropriate nature of those decisions. We are all entitled to make bad decisions in our own lives. Okay, so you can make bad decisions, that's absolutely fine. The question though is if you do not have the ability to make decisions any longer, or if you turn 18 but you don't have that ability. So in those situations, there's a test of what's called mental capacity, which asks whether or not you can make decisions. Can you understand the decision that you're making? Can you foresee the consequences of the decision? And can you communicate your decision? So if the answer to any of those is no, then you don't have the legal ability to make decisions about your life. But the starting point is that everybody, once they're over 18, and there's no end date, doesn't matter how old you are, the starting point is that once you are an adult, you do have that legal power to make your own decisions about your own life. And if it turns out that you don't, or someone has concerns that you don't, there are quite a few legal steps that people must go through in order to have somebody else make those decisions on your behalf. And the reason for this is that we really want to ensure that people can make decisions about their own life. It is a fundamental part of our society that you are a legal decision maker, that you are making your own decisions about your own life. So we want to make sure that it isn't the kind of thing that you can lose too easily. Now, the Law Commission has been doing a review of adult decision making, which is the situation where you're an adult but you don't have the ability to make your own decisions. And in my next show, I'll talk a little bit about what they've kind of done in this area. They were supposed to report back early this year, but it doesn't look like that's happened, so not quite sure where that's at. But otherwise, we will talk about that next week. As always, the information on my show is not meant to replace individual advice, and your specific circumstances may be different. If you would like some specific advice from Taranaki Community Law about legal decision making, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878, or contact your own lawyer. Otherwise, ka korero aho, a tera wā.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For others like this, head along to our website, www.accessradiotaranaki.com, or you may listen to it as a podcast on both Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also on accessmedia.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.